bluntly, simply, was that a coup that we saw last week?
It was a coup, and it was the second time in 2.5 years that we have seen the military step in. It's a strong indicator of the lack of American leadership and influence, since we urged the military not to do that. And reluctantly, I believe that we have to suspend aid until such time as there is a new constitution and a free and fair election. We can't. Morsi was a terrible president. Their economy is in terrible shape thanks to their policies, but the fact is the United States should not be supporting this coup, and it's a tough call.
Let me ask you specifically about this aid question, Senator. It's already gone out for this fiscal year. Are you talking about trying to pull that back, or are you talking about when the new fiscal year starts, if nothing has happened on free and fair elections, not providing any in the future?
I don't think you can pull it back. It's already in the pipeline. But I hope that the pressure that it brings on the Egyptian military will make for a very rapid transition. We must make this transition. Look, the place is descending into chaos, but so is the entire Middle East because of a total vacuum and lack of American leadership, that whether it be the massacres in Syria, Lebanon is beset by sectarian violence, Jordan is about to collapse under the weight of refugees, Iraq is unraveling, Afghanistan, we're having great problems organizing a follow-on force in Afghanistan. America has not led, and America is not leading. And when America doesn't lead, bad things happen, and other people do lead. And Egypt is just one segment of a failure of American leadership over the last 5 years, and we need to start being leaders rather than bystanders.